Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report and bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guide Service. Pete, when an outdoorsman who loves to be on the water, you get a blizzard for like two straight days. What does a guy like you do?
Well, just sit back and let Mother Nature do its thing. The lake is still capped over as of today, and we had, about 12 inches of snow, so I would guess that water cooled down quite a bit from all the snow that went in, and then it locked it up. So by the weekend, maybe the lake should be broken up again.
Yeah, we're talking on Thursday here, and we're supposed to get 50s and 60s on the weekend. So will 60-degree temperatures melt that anything that's left on the lake, even anything that may be hiding underneath the surface, melt it up pretty quick?
Yeah. Once it gets open, get a little wind to it, and should remove the ice fairly quickly. The rivers are still flowing good. They got a little bit dirtied up, but the Wisconsin River is producing fish. Below the Beaver Dam, some guys are getting fish down there. And also the Rock River down by Fort Atkinson has been pretty decent also.
So does the Beaver Dam, below the Beaver Dam, I guess the question I've never asked, but does that completely freeze up, or has that always got something flowing in it all year round?
Yep, they try to. I know it kind of the law is that there has to be some flow at all times, so that is usually always open. I have, we've had negative 10 or 20. I've seen it freeze over completely, but typically there is a little bit of flow just to keep water moving from Fox Lake and then out of Beaver Dam. So that is typically open, and you can fish that year-round down there.
And what's the fishing like? I never asked you this. What's the fishing like on the open water in the middle of January and such? Is it good fishing there?
Yeah, it can be, yes. If we have any kind of a flow or a rain, that definitely draws fish, and some come out of the lake and some come from downstream up. So yeah, it can be one of the better areas around, a kind of a hidden secret, but the locals definitely know about it.
Have you heard anything else from any bodies of water anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, what people have been getting?
I've heard a little bit of perch on the Mississippi River. Guys are starting to go up there, and De Pere is still producing walleyes in that river, but that's a one fish over 28 inches, so a big size limit there, but trophy fish definitely.
Ice fishing up north is still good?
Yeah, yep, there's still ice hanging on up there. I know somebody in the Minocqua Eagle River area was out, and they still had 20-plus inches of ice up there, so a matter of time that'll break up there, but it'd probably be another couple weeks for sure.
How late does it usually get into late March, early April, the ice, say, north of Highway 29 or even getting towards the UP? Is that typical for that neck part of the state?
Yeah, yep, definitely to the end of March and maybe into the first week of April sometimes. And it's gone as far as mid-April, where people thought that it was going to last into the opener into May, but typically somewhere right around there.
Well, I know it's that time where if people are thinking about booking summer trips, Pete, kind of talk about what you offer with Best Dam Guide Service and what they'll get.
Yep, if you'd like to get out, I can take you for any species that you would like, panfish, game fish. Once the season is open, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Well, Pete, let's hope the warm weather gets the fish moving around a little bit, and we will chat next week. Have yourself a great day.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's head down to the Madison area right now and head to the premier spot when it comes to fishing information and getting everything you need, DNS Bait and Tackle, as we bring in Pat. Pat, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Beautiful day here in Madison, and we got some warmer weather on the way, so I'm sure lots of folks are going to be out and enjoying the lake soon.
Hey, now, obviously with the ice, is there any ice anywhere left in the Madison area?
Not really. There's a few bays and stuff where maybe some chunk ice is kind of blown in there in a few spots, but for the most part, we are ice-free in the Madison area, and yeah, it's an exciting time. A lot of folks are itching to get out in the boats. A lot of folks have been hitting the rivers around here lately, mostly the Wisconsin River, also the Rock River, and doing well, walleyes at a lot of the dams and stuff like that. But the real exciting time is when folks can launch here at all the launches around town and get out on our local lakes, for sure.
So you mentioned that there has been quite a bit of activity on the rivers and lakes across, and it's been mostly by the dams that you've been hearing?
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of small male walleyes that kind of stack up at the dams this time of year. They're waiting for the females to move up, and then the females are typically larger, and that's what a lot of people really like. But, if you're looking for action, all the dams on the Wisconsin River have been great. Prairie du Sac, Dells, Castle Rock, all pretty much stacked with walleyes in there right now. But also down on the Rock River, the Jefferson Dam, and to a little lesser extent, the Indian Fort Dam has also been producing some good action for folks.
Now, with the store you've been transitioning over now, obviously with the ice fishing season basically complete, the store is being turned over here right now this week?
That's right. We haven't had a lot of folks coming through the door because we're kind of in that weird transition period as far as the water goes. But it's a great time for us to get our ice stuff down and get our spring stuff out. So that's what we've been doing. Got unpacking a lot of boxes, getting stuff up on tags, and just getting ready for open water.
Awesome. If people want to stop by DNS Bait and Tackle, tell us all about it.
Yeah, sure. We're at 1411 Northport Drive here near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, and we got everything you need to get out on the water. We got a full selection of live bait, all the tackle you could need, especially now with all the spring stuff coming out. And we sell a lot of the same stuff as the big box stores, but we've got, you know, the local shop advantage. We got our finger kind of on the pulse of what's going on around town. I do a weekly fishing report that I post on our social media. That's at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I update that every Friday. And we also have an old school phone line you can call in. The number there is 608-BIG-FISH, and you can listen to a report of what's going on around town.
Pat, we appreciate all you do for the outdoors community across South Central Wisconsin. Thank you so much, and we'll chat next week.
Thank you, Wade. Have a good one.
Let's head over to Fishtails right now and bring in Dave. And boy, Mother Nature put a wall up on us, Dave, last week. And I suppose the people even that wanted to shore fish are going to have trouble with all the snow that we got.
Well, that's the case. It's very deep snow all along the banks of all the lakes and everything. And, you know, this time of year when guys are starting to shore fish a lot, and it can be very good. But, yeah, I went by a couple of spots that I personally fish, and I can't even get near it. But, you know, we're going to have some warm weather coming up. It's supposed to be 65 on Saturday. It'll go quick. But and to be honest, the snow that we got is good for the systems because our water is very low. We're still in a drought before the winter, but this really helps. It'll put a lot of fresh water into the lakes and bring the water levels up. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. And as long as it doesn't stick around too long, I'm glad we got it.
So how much, say when you get like, I mean, you don't get 15 inches of snow very often, but how much can that raise the level of a lake or a body of water from when you get that huge snowfall once it melts?
Well, it depends on the body because our lake is controlled by our dam. So if, you know, the water starts getting real high, or not real high, but I mean within inches of where it should be, then they, you know, control it with the dam. They'll just open it up more and let some water out. But we can always tell our water levels from the bait shop here because the river's right next to us, and there's some piers in that we kind of judge the water level by. And it this fall and everything, it was super, super low. And we really didn't get a lot of precipitation this winter. So, like I said, I think the snow that we got, it's a good thing. It's kind of a hassle right now, but I think it's a good thing in the long run.
Hopefully, you know, to get some of the snow to melt this weekend with 60 degree temperatures, maybe, you know, it's amazing they can talk about where you had a blizzard on Monday and we could have, if you can find a spot where you can get to the water, it could be short sleeve shirts and shorts maybe out there fishing.
That's exactly what's going to happen. And, we got all our summer stuff up now. We've taken down all our winter stuff and, we got some new products and things like that. And, we've got plenty of crappie minnows and things for shore fishing. But, yeah, it's going to be slow until, you know, all the snow disappears and all that kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, the weather trend is supposed to be warmer, so we should be fine.
Well, tell us more about Fishtails. Where are you located? If somebody's never been there, when are your hours of operation?
We're right downtown Fox Lake. Again, we're right next to the river. And we're open from 6 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 6 to 5 on Sundays.
Dave, I appreciate all you do, and we'll see you at Fishtails.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland, fresh from the Bassmaster Classic down in Tennessee. Rick, how was your trip down there, and you made it back safe with the weather?
Wade, yeah, it was awesome. We actually were going to stay till Sunday, but due to the weather, we came back Saturday. And lucky for us, we made it all the way back to Columbus before it started snowing, so we hit that right on the button. But it was an awesome time. I mean, the Bassmaster Classics, the Super Bowl of bass fishing, and, you know, all the pros from every circuit and everything was there, and, you know, all the national companies were there, and a lot of really good deals on rods, reels, tackle, and of course, I bought quite a bit of stuff, and the guys I went with bought quite a bit of stuff, and all new stuff you've never seen yet, and it's just an awesome time. I really enjoy the crap out of it, that's for sure.
And is this one of those times where, you know, I've talked to a few people that are like to fish. You're kind of like, there's a little bit of ice there, but you can't get your boat out. You can't really ice fish anymore. Where this is the time to maybe manage your tackle boxes and rework some of your reels and just get all the busy work and the housekeeping work done before everything gets ready for open water.
Oh, for sure. We got to correct your statement. A little bit of ice. There's a lot of ice. Fox Lake's completely frozen over. I mean, there's a hole out in the middle where some geese are, but and there's snow on the ground. And yeah, this is the time you go through your tackle, replace hooks, take out all the stuff that you didn't catch a darn fish on it all year last year, and replace it with some new stuff. And I've actually spent over a week oiling all my reels, taking the old line off, putting new line on, and getting ready, and this is the time you do that stuff, no doubt.
Have you talked to anybody who's done anything outdoors related, anybody that's gotten out on the rivers at all, or maybe shore fishing since you've been back?
I personally have only talked to one person. He was at the bridge by Bayside before it froze back up again, and they were catching quite a few crappies, but other than that, I haven't talked to anybody that's done anything but shovel in the last 3 days. So.
How fast will that 60-degree temperature, though, salt that water away?
It'll go pretty quick. I mean, especially if there's a little wind, it looks like there's supposed to be a little wind, but even, you know, the key is at night. I see like Saturday night's a low of 40, Friday night's a low of 36. I mean, as long as we keep those temperatures above freezing, that stuff should go pretty quick.
So you're painting some more lures at Raw Bass Customs and booking some bass guiding trips. Tell us about both.
Right now we're Raw Bass Customs, all the local bait shops. And a lot of other bait shops are getting all their spring orders in. They're available closest to us would be Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Stew's out of Partyville. And right now I'm taking some order for guide trips. I supply everything but food and drink. And hopefully we go out, we'll have a great time, hopefully catch a lot of fish. And you can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467.
920-948-8467 would be a great gift for somebody if they're having a birthday coming up, and book them a trip. How long do they typically last again?
Normally 4 to 6 hours. I do 8 hours, but most of them are 4 to 6 hours.
All right, Rick, let's hopefully get your lines all set and your tackle box full, and we'll talk next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.